And some people said, can we do it in different ways in different cities? They wanted to ask the question. So I asked people what they thought of that question. What you thought was what? What's the answer to Spooner question number 14?
Okay. Okay, now we're going to see what the board
I think
thinks.
It may be illegal.
Okay, that's how she
but
answers.
I don't know for sure.
Okay, so now we're taking, that's why we're taking a strong poll on these things, because we're going to have to run them by lawyers, you know, whatever we all think. So all those who believe that what we should be with one set of, one approach to how the election, one approach to meeting the diversity requirements. Okay, again, obviously there's a lot of, okay, all those in favor of that, raise your hand. One, two, no, it's a straw poll like everything else has been a straw poll. One, two, four, five, six, seven. I count. And all those who are opposed to that.
We're interested in experimenting.
No. We'll ask the question the other way, too. We're opposed to that now. One, two, three, four, five. Now, I just want to ask the same issue, but from the other angle. All those who, because these are straw polls, right? All those who support the idea of each city developing its election, how it's going to meet diversity requirements, right? Each city would have the leeway to develop that.
Okay.
Yes.
I want to put this in the context that we just said. We all agree every city has to meet some minimum.
Yes. Exactly.
All right. So in the context of every city has to meet some minimum.
Basic.
I don't know if we voted on a 50% minimum.
No.
But some minimal requirements.
Good.
Then it's up to them to define it,
right,
conduct their elections accordingly, develop some rules,
right,
that we will have to write down in the bylaws separately, separate sections of the bylaws for each city.
Right.
We will have to
if
do
that's
that.
What happens. Right. Okay, so let's just see what support there is for that, okay? Just so we're very clear, we're covering all the bases. Okay, how many people?
I'm unclear. I'm still unclear on that.
Okay.
You would never find it lame.
Could you just repeat it and so in?
Yeah. Let's, the, what we are, what is under consideration is that we would mandate something minimal. Maybe it would be 50% people of color, 50% women. Maybe it would be some other thing, but something, a minimum requirement. And then we would say, Houston, you figure out how you want to run your elections, whether you want seats for Latinos, indigenous people, Arab people, gay and lesbian people, whether you want to do something similar to the Unity Caucus proposal or whether you don't. But you design your own set of seats and your rules as to how many seats people would have and who would vote in which category. And then submit that to us. We'll submit it to our lawyer, and that will be section Article 8, Section B for Houston members' voting rights.
Okay, what did we just vote on before?
No. Folks, okay, maybe
that's
maybe I unnecessarily complicate things.
No, it's not all that complicated. It's just that every station would have to define how they were going to do it. And we would have to write it down
so
in the bylaws.
I just wanted to get to see, you know, where we are. Again, these are straw polls, right?
Leslie?
Right. The straw poll is,
Leslie?
Do people want
She was addressing my question, and I hadn't.
Exactly.
I wasn't clear.
Right. All right.
Okay.
Are you clear now?
I'm trying to get there.
Okay.
Well, the only reason why I'm somewhat confused because we just voted prior, and I think you kind of dropped off. Not only me, there's some other folks out here kind of glazed over. We just voted that we would have one document
with the same rules.
With the same rules
for everybody.
Now we're going to vote.
I just want, and that's what I'm saying. I'm sorry if I confuse things by suggesting that we see what if they, you know, how the hands went. If we pose it the other way, maybe we don't need to do that.
Maybe there'd be different numbers. That's
you know.
Right.
Okay. You just want to see if I was away. All right. I'm away. Leslie?
I thought it might be useful, but maybe it
might be
clear in some part.
Maybe. I just thought we should maybe pose it the other way and see how it shakes out.
Okay.
Leslie?
I don't remember what it was the other way.
Leslie?
I don't see what. Well, we have to lose by doing it.
Yeah. Okay.
Excuse me. As the secretary, could somebody tell me what the vote was the first time?
Seven to five.
Seven to five.
Seven said we should have it the same everywhere.
Right.
Right.
And five said no. Thank you.
And did anybody?
Did anyone abstain?
Charles.
Charles.
Charles
abstained.
Thank you.
Okay.
So
we have a second vote.
So the second vote was to just word it the other way. That is, all those who feel that we should have diversity requirements in each city and allow each city to articulate how it would conduct its election and meet those and meet diversity requirements. Now, I'm telling you, we're doing it. Please indulge me. I don't know why. Please indulge me. Okay. So all those in favor of that, all those in favor of that against the straw poll, I just want to see if the votes change at all. One, one, two, three, four. Support that. All those who don't support that, raise your hand. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. And abstentions are one, two. Okay. Okay.
It did matter.
I'm sorry if everyone feels that was a waste of everyone's time.
Can we take another vote?
Leslie, point of information.
Someday we will analyze why I felt compelled to do this. So
Leslie.
Let's keep moving.
Point
there are other items in the section that we have to go to.
No,
one is,
Leslie,
should there be a limit on people who have served in government office?
I don't want to deal with that yet. Let me ask a process question.
Yeah.
It's my understanding that the final vote on the bylaws by this interim board has to be by a balanced majority. Is that correct?
Two-thirds.
Right,
two-thirds.
That's the one thing in the...
Which means that we're going to have to try to find some language...
Right,
which,
that's why we're...
It's compromising between this because it was 75 or 74-47.
Right, exactly.
So we ought to not maybe test do it now, but sometime we got to figure out
right.
some language that could get
exactly.
at least two-thirds of us
exactly.
On board.
That's right. Every vote counts.
Every vote counts, yeah.
Whatever that means.
But yes, suggested,
you're absolutely right. That's why these are straw polls now, that we're going to have to, based on the information we're learning through this process, do another draft
right.
and circulate it. And instead of looking at five or six or seven drafts, look at one draft, see what we think, circulate to us and to the labs at the same time,
because right.
they're going to have to vote also,
right.
and send it to a lawyer at the same time
right.
to get some legal feedback.
Now, I'm ready to deal with my issue now. Can I do that?
On the elected?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so why don't we move to that issue, which is in the proposal from KPFA, there is a restriction that anybody who has served in elected office or appointed public office, federal, state, or local, who is presently serving in that or has served 3 years, any time in 3 years previous to that, would not be allowed to be nominated or to run or be elected to the local board. That's the proposal here.
I suggest we strike that proposal. I'd like to speak to it.
Okay, do people need more discussion?
I have some additional points to make.
Okay. So,
as I said, I think we ought to strike that proposal because it sets up at least two categories of members. It says that you can become a member of the foundation, but you can't be elected to the governing body at the local level, which means if you're not at the local level, you can't get to the national level. Reminded me of George Orwell's similar situation. There are some pigs, all pigs are equal, but there are some who are more equal than others.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it reminds me of the Texas primary, where back in the past, African Americans could become registered Democrats, but they couldn't vote in the white primary.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing here. So we ought to drop this provision, let us all be equal, not some more equal than others.
Mm-hmm.
And I've not heard any rationale why we shouldn't do it. Teresa said, well, if you're running for office, you may use running for the lab board as a way of getting your name out there. But let me just say, it could be the reverse, too. In some constituencies, running for the lab with the Pacifica Foundation could hurt you politically because we were considered a crazy, wild, radical organization over here. And so there's no reason for that. And secondly, there's some of us who have been in government who readily want to criticize the government that we're in. You assume just because we've been there, we're not going to vote to pass a resolution or editorial policy condemning and criticizing the very government that we might have served in. So I think we're going to drop that. And it's discriminatory. It allows almost a million people in this country who are elected officials or former elected officials, maybe 3 million, or maybe more than that. I know among African Americans, there are 6,000 actively serving elected officials now. And then you got another probably 50,000 appointees somewhere around the country. And that's not right. This is what would be a democratic process where we try to carry on the peace and social justice agenda. And some of us who are elected officials or former officials want to have the same mission in mind, want to carry on the same thing. And so why exclude those of us who want to do that from being members and also being elected officials? More importantly, you could say, well, let's not let you be a member either. That's not right either. You know, I listen to WPFW all the time, well, most of the time. Listen to other stations too. We had to hear some hip hop sometime, you know. So I would urge this board as a sense of direction to reject that. I think it was made with all sincerity and all commitment, but we'll just reject that and let us all become members. Then the second one I want to deal with is the length of time you have to be in the lab to run under the new lab.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Jabari, what's next?
Jabari Zakiya. Marion, to speak very concisely, to be a member of the foundation doesn't give you the right to sit on the board. And people have to distinguish between what's a right and what's a privilege. So you have a right to vote. You have a right to do. Those are rights. Those are things that we've said you have a right to do as a member. You don't have. No one has a right to sit on any board. Okay? So let's get that clear. Just because you're a member doesn't mean you have a right to be on the board. That's a privilege that you can exercise if you go through the process. So it is not discriminatory to set qualifications and limitations on the exercising of privileges, because no one has a right to sit on the board. You have a right to membership. So that's a clarification of the distinction between a privilege and a right of a member. Second, the point is that a national communication network, which should be in the business of muckraking and kicking some people's behinds, should be very clean when it really is doing that. And I understand the provision. So if people who want to serve in public office want to serve in public office, you have to make a decision where you want to give your service. Do you want to give your service on the Pacifica local board or national board, or do you want to give your service in the general political arena? That's your choice, okay? You don't have a right to be elected to any public office either, okay? So
you do have a right, too.
The only question I have is the 3 years. The only question I have is the 3 years. I would think it's probably 2 years would be better. And the reason I say 2 years is because maybe somebody like a McKinney who drops out of public political service would want to start to get involved in a local area like that, or some judge who retires off the bench, and it would just allow them quicker access into the system. So I agree that we shouldn't allow acting political figures to serve while they are acting political figures.
What's your rationale for that? That's illegal anyway. What's
no, it's not illegal, Marion.
It's illegal.
Marion, I just said, you have a right. You can be a member as a politician. You can pay your $25 and you can get the vote. But you don't have a right to sit on a board.
If this board defines it as a right,
no,
you can.
No, we define the rights of membership. We did not say you have a right as a member to be on the board of directors. You don't have the right as a member to be on the LAB. You have the right to vote to elect those people onto those boards. But you as a member don't have a right. No one as a member say, I have the right to be on the board.
All right. Okay.
Let's be clear on that.
What's your rationale for excluding next officials? What's your rationale for that?
My rationale is the rationale because, as I said, This is a national communication network.
And?
I, for many reasons, don't want actively serving political office holders involved in a national independent communication network.
Why?
Because it's supposed to be independent.
Are you assuming that because you're elected you can't be independent?
I think we're going to have to, I don't know how much time we want to spend
on
this.
So my only question is,
coming out and we'll have to take a straw poll and see where
my only question, Leslie, is I think it would be better for 2 years. I think 3 years is too restrictive. I think 2 years would be better. I'm finished.
Okay, so first I think we have to decide on the principle.
Carlos Lear?
The core issue. Who's saying something to me? Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, Fields Leader.
When I first saw this clause, I was a little taken aback by it because I thought, well, geez, the Sebastopol City Council member, who's the first elected Green Party member, could not serve on the Pacifica Local Advisory Board. Yet a local captain of police could, because it's not an appointed office. But then I realized, well, yes, but a person, you know, our job is telling truth to power, at least one of our jobs, and if we have a truth teller in office, I say let them do their job. And I tell you myself, I'm sure the other board members would note, I mean, I can barely run my law practice and be on the board at the same time, let alone fulfill my duties as an elected officer. Not to say that a person should be prohibited from doing so by virtue of that, but it does strike me as highly problematic in the context of using affiliation with a radio station. Indeed, Marion, you're right. To be with Pacifica would hurt you in many political districts, but I dare say not in Berkeley. And I dare say hopefully not in D.C. or other places. I think that being affiliated with Pacifica should be quite a feather in one's cap and something that one could, even without overtly doing so, employ as a promotion for their run for elective office. So I do see there's a conflict there. I'm not a big fan of these arguments about conflict of interest, for example, as the staff and so forth. But here I believe that there is a conflict, frankly. And I agree that it's not fair.
Hey, what's the conflict?
The conflict is what I said, Marion. That is that the ability to be, for example, I do not think that one should be able to have access to a TV station, unfettered access to a radio station, essentially, to promote oneself and still run for elective office. I'm not saying that that's the case is what would occur. For example,
the prohibition against using a radio station. Wait a minute.
I'm just trying to make my point, and I would appreciate your response because I'm not 100% certain on this, but I'll tell you this. I do not believe that a seat on the Pacifica National Board or the local board is a right or even a privilege. It's a duty, and it's an onerous and difficult one, and it's one that should not just be thought of as a prize or a plum, because it ain't. It's a lot of work.
Okay,
and
can I
I'll
see,
just leave it at that.
Can I see where we are in this? By
of course, where we are is in Houston at the Interim Pacifica National Board meeting, and the discussion of the bylaws continues. And about the next hour and
level of government, would
20
not
minutes,
be
30 minutes, somewhere in that neighborhood, 40 minutes.
Be elected to the local board, whether that's 2 years, 3 years, or not, or I'm going to do that right now.
Serving at all, then the second part becomes irrelevant to some extent.
Well,
that is, the majority of the members.
I'm somewhat,
folks, please help us out here. Thank you.
I'm somewhat confused, and the reason why I'm confused is because here sits a former elected official. Now, apparently, he would be able to sit because he has been here beyond the 2 or 3 or 1 year.
Right. That's.
But I'm not sure I see very much of a difference between Marion Barry, in this case, having been out 5 years or 3 years, or however many years it's been,
cool.
And somebody's been out 30 days.
Well,
and nobody's given me a very strong enough argument. That's one thing. And then the second thing is, Mary's the only one here who's been an elected official who's able to talk on this issue.
But Georgia's probably not.
And so I think we're discriminating in large part against those potential people who would be on this board, some of which we would
probably want to have on the board. The Cynthia McKinney's of the world, we would want to have on the board.
With 2 years together.
And as a matter of fact, we would encourage people to get elected, to sit at the table. And if once they are out of office, we would want them on the board. So I'm at a loss as to why we are singling out elected officials, and I don't even know why this even came up.
Okay, did come up, so I don't know. You know, it did come up, so we got to deal with it.
Is there a way we can break off the straw poll? The before and after thing.
Yeah, let me just see. Do we have agreement that there shouldn't be any presently seated elected official? Someone who's
no, we don't have agreement on that. No.
Huh? No, we don't have agreement on that either.
No, of course
okay,
not.
Okay, but I'm going to try and take that a series of votes to see. Folks, I'm sorry. I know people have a lot of feelings about this, but let's get some sense of this body. We'll take a series of votes. The first one, if it's okay with people, the way I want to do this, is first to see where we stand on the question of people who are presently in elected office or appointed political office serving on the local board. Second, we will say any people who previously served for anywhere between 1 month and 3 years, let's say, and whether or not we want to restrict that. If we do, then we're going to have to at some point, maybe not today, but at some point narrow down that time frame. I'm just trying to get where we have agreement or not. Okay, yeah?
I think political or judicial office, current political.
She said appointment.
Well, some just are like, people get elected or appointed through a political, a narrowly defined political process.
Point of event, that includes directors of departments, boards and commissions.
All those who agree that people will not be eligible to be elected for the local boards if they are at the same time holding elected office or appointed office, appointed through a political process, political appointed offices. Got that? I'm sorry if it's a little wordy, but people who presently hold elected office or appointed office would not be eligible or allowed to run for or be elected to local boards. All agree with that? Raise your hand. One, two. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And all opposed to that. 1, 2, 3. And abstentions 1, 2, 3, 4.
I didn't think that you are acting illegally. And so it would be in court.
How many people abstained? I'm sorry, could you raise it? 1, 2. George, did you abstain?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. 3 abstentions. So more people supported the restriction. Okay. So now on the second item is how many people? The question is: should people be restricted or not allowed to run for or be elected to the local boards if they have previously been in elected office or in a political appointment, judicial or otherwise, at any level of government, anywhere between a month to 3 years previous.
Can you say that in an affirmative way? Because I get a double negative.
Okay. The affirmative way, I guess, is say, can somebody?
Anyone who has served as an elective or appointed office within the past 3 years, or we might say some shorter period of time, would not be eligible to run for election for a local board. And we're saying that the fudge factor is 3 years. We might say that's too long. Maybe it'd be 30 days. Maybe it'd be 2 years or one.
Okay, we're not dealing with the exact frame of time, the amount of time frame right now. We're just dealing with the concept that if you in the recent past have been in elected office or a political appointment, that you would not be allowed to run for or voted into the local board. Okay, so if you agree with that concept, right, that you would not be allowed to if you had in that recent past had those offices. If you agree with that, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, and who disagrees with that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And abstentions? 1, one. Okay, so more people felt that there should be. No.
Yeah.
You were right.
This is WBAI in New York, WPFW in Washington, D.C., KPFK in Los Angeles, KPFA and KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno, the Interim Pacifica National Board meeting in Houston the second day. We'll be here for around the next hour and a half. And then we'll be here all day tomorrow, beginning at 7 a.m. West Coast time and 10 a.m. East Coast time on these stations.
She voted for restricting, for allowing them. You voted for allowing them to be on.
You got to have a caucus, Teresa.
All right, why don't we take the vote again? Thank you, Lydia. Why don't we just take the vote again? And this will be the last time we take this vote today. Now, anyway. Okay,
I hope you have a scorecard at home.
You,
it's getting
or,
a lot to note.
I'm sorry,
and a lot to vote.
As tired as everybody else. If you support the limitation, the restriction, that if you have served, if a person has served in elected or politically appointed office at any level of government, cannot serve on a, cannot be elected to a local board, and if they have done so, that political elected service, any time in the recent past, between a month and 3 years, right, they would be ineligible to run or be elected to the local board. If you support that concept, got it?
Okay.
For the concept that if they had been in office, they cannot be on the board.
It's just a moratorium for a period of time. Do you support,
right.
do you that?
Support that? But do you support that concept?
Okay.
Do you support that concept? Yes. No, I'm sorry, all those who support that concept. Yes. One, two, three, four. Okay. Right, because Teresa yeah. changed the vote. All those who are opposed to that concept. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Okay, and all those abstaining. Charles abstaining. So what is it? What do we have then?
We've got four.
So people do want it.
4-8-1.
So at some point we will have to come back to the question of
Leslie. Could you?
Is there a more?
I think what the board majority did was illegal in the first instance. So can you ask our lawyer to give a legal comment on that? I think it was illegal.
Okay, but we didn't do anything. It's a straw poll.
I know, but I'm saying even a straw poll. But can we ask the lawyer?
Yes, we can ask the lawyer to look at that.
I think it's illegal.
Right, we can ask the lawyer to look definitely at that question about whether or not people who are presently in office could be restricted from being elected. Definitely we'll flag that for the lawyer to look at. Absolutely.
Don't give him any direction. I just ask his opinion. All right.
I would never do that. Okay.
Oh.
Leslie, just one quick thing.
Folks,
I'm not sure, and perhaps I'm the only one that's
confused.
Yeah. But do people realize what is meant by appointed and what boards we're talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that could be a simple appointment by a city council person to a very feeble board.
Yeah, I think people were. We have to.
Okay,
I
just hope everybody
is aware of that.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Where are we?
Leslie.
Yes.
There's a corollary issue that you have to also deal with. Do you want to mandate that people who are currently in office, who currently are LABO board or national board directors, should they have to resign if they start to seek public office? Or
okay,
well,
can we do that real quick?
It's not in the bylaws.
Can we go right to that? Can we just go right to a straw poll on that one? That is,
we love some people.
That is, well, what can we do?
Yeah, okay.
that people, the proposal is that people who are seated on a local board of the Pacifica Foundation, right, one of the station boards, that if those people, if somebody decides to run for office or is elected to office or appointed to an office, that they would resign. Political office, that they would resign. No, this is somebody who's on the board already.
This is a discussion amongst the board.
No, we did not. We did not.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we voted that people who are presently in office could not be on the board.
That's right. We've not covered
right.
this issue yet.
We voted that people who are presently in office could not be on the board. So this is just refining it one step further. If you're on the board and you decide to run for city council or the presidency of the United States or you're appointed to a judgeship or whatever it is, that you would be mandated to leave your seat on the local advisory board or the local board. That's what the refinement of this is. Okay? So all those who support that idea, okay? All those who support that idea that if you're running for office to get appointed, you would have to step down. Raise your hand, please. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All those who don't support that, 1, 2. And abstentions, 1, 2. Okay. So we got that, right? I'm not going to attempt to repeat any of this.
That's academic in the sense that these bylaws were approved by the interim board applicable to the next board.
That's
so,
right.
So that's just a nothing kind of direction here because it won't be applicable anyway.
Okay.
We all go out of office anyway.
Somebody during the course of this conversation passed me a note saying if we were going to, you know, go down this road of restricting recently elected officials to be on the board, might we also consider restricting the inclusion of people who presently, I assume it's presently, sit on boards of directors of for-profit corporations. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It did come up. It wasn't in any of the grids. I don't mean to open a big can of worms here.
Okay, well, what about this? What about people who are police?
Okay, Carol and then Janice. Carol and then Janice.
All right. I want to say what the thought is, whether you agree or disagree. The proposal came out about our political credibility as a political organization. If we want to attack the Berkeley transit system on KPFA and its inaccessibility for handicapped people, we want to devote a whole series to that, and we've got a member of their board sitting on our local board. That could, you know, I mean, our expose, our story, could lose some credibility. It's about the credibility of the network. If the governor of New York owned the New York Times, who would think that the New York Times was fair in its assessment of the governor's? So that's the reason behind it. Now, when we start, it's a very old and respected political theory, the fourth estate, separate estates, right? That's the fourth estate's job, is to be separate from the government. That's very different, however, when you start going into looking at what people do for a living. Mm-hmm. There are loads of people who own small businesses, and they own a business, and it's incorporated, and it's for profit, and maybe it's a trucking business, and maybe it's a grocery store. Our listeners can sort out the difference between an Enron executive and a corner grocery store, but if we...
You can also sort out the difference between a member of the Transit Authority and somebody... Are you saying that out of 18 people, one person who happens to be a member of the Transit Authority sitting on the board of directors in Berkeley is going to make sure that that doesn't happen, that doesn't work that way.
And
the majority would make the decision.
There's also the other issue, and that is... Oh, you should know this.
We already voted on that one.
But as an attorney, or better yet, as a judge, if you are addressing an issue that obviously you are, you must recuse yourself.
Sure.
And that's the same thing here. I don't understand why that can't be used in this situation. I don't.
But we already took that vote, Charles. We were talking about corporate. I'm sorry. I humbly do apologize.
You know.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Okay, they're going to split us up the next time.
Sorry, folks. Janice is next.
I'm sorry.
somebody brought up about the police earlier. We had the chair of our local advisory board in New York was a policewoman. She was okay personally, but it was a really big mistake. And well, on the one hand, if we had somebody like the late Judge Bruce Wright to get on this board, I'm sorry. I would do everything I could to get him on.
Right.
I mean, okay. I don't know if you can make these kind of distinctions based on the position.
Right. Let me apologize for raising this because I think it potentially leads us down, you know, endless roads of what is and what is. And in the interest of, again, having bylaws that are simple and understandable, I would suggest that we not get into this possibility of limiting this type of person, that type of person. So can we move on? There are a few other things in this section that we still need to take some straw poll on. One is the frequency of elections. Yeah, go on.
It's not quite in this section, but...
I
understand that. I understand a straw poll was taken yesterday regarding if...
This is Sam Husseini from Washington, D.C.
I understand that, and I thank you for allowing me to address that today. I also understand that nobody was a strong proponent of it. And you understand my reasons for not having been here yesterday. I'm wondering if there couldn't be another straw poll on that point.
No, I'm not sure even what you're referring to, but no, we're not going to do a straw poll of something that we did yesterday. This is going to be all this information that we're gathering out of this process is going to go on paper as another draft. It's going to go to your lab.
Right.
Right. Your lab is going to have to talk about it and give us some feedback. So let's not go over a straw poll that we did yesterday. Okay, thank you. So there is the question of the frequency of elections, right? Whether they're every... And then this ratio between people elected from the list of sponsors and people elected from staff. Whether it's exact number or ratio, whichever way. Are there any other issues? Well, the total number... In the same Article 4. Same Article 4. Throughout the article, in different sections, there's reference to annually elected annually, right? Several of us suggested that is troublesome or problematic. So the question is, do people support annual a process that would have annual elections?
All right. Let's call the question.
Okay? All those who support... And a process that would end up having... let me just say this.
Excuse me, can people on the board put in the proceedings, please?
Thank you. Folks, if people are going to talk, could you go out of the room?
Leslie.
I know. Thank you. Folks, let's just get focused here. There are, in this Section 4, there are several references to elected annually or each year or whatever. Elections would happen every year. So we're trying to determine whether or not we agree that the election structure would be the elections would be structured in such a way that we would end up having elections every year. Let me say I'm assuming that everybody supports the notion of staggering on the boards, right? So there's turnover. So it's not like you elect a whole new board and then 3 years later a whole new board, right? That they're staggered. I don't think we have to vote on that, right?
There's agreement
on that. So within that, should elections be once every year or once every other year?
No, that's not the option. It doesn't work that way if you want to stagger. So the proposal in the grid is one-third every year. So you have a turnover of a third every year. That's the proposal we could vote on. There is an alternative, which is you do one half 2 years in a row and take the third year off. That way you would have a staggered board with three-year terms, half elected in two consecutive years.
Could you say that again?
Yeah, it works out mathematically.
To not get into the details of this now, we're looking for the concept, right? The people want an election process that have us having elections
every year
or not.
Okay.
Right. I think that's the easiest way. Then we'll work out the details. If it's not going to be every year, then what will be? We'll work that out later.
All right.
Okay? Do we need discussion or can we go right to the vote on this?
Right to the vote.
Okay. All those in favor of having elections, of an election system that would have an election in each of the listing areas every year, say yes. Raise your hand.
One.
every year standard?
What?
Yes.
Every year. Every year. One, two, three. And all those who don't support every year. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
What was that again?
Abstentions.
Two.
One.
Did you say 2 years?
I'm sorry. How many abstentions was it?
One.
So is it three yeses and eight noes?
Yeah.
And
so we don't want
to. So it will not be every year. We have to go back to the drawing board to figure out the exact numbers. And that might relate to the
size. That doesn't change the size.
Yeah, but that 2 years.
We just went through two votes, correct?
Huh?
We just went through two votes or one?
No, we just had one vote.
And the vote was?
The vote was that on account of. Here's the deal, folks, everybody on the board and in the room. It's a lot easier to keep the agenda moving if we're able to hear what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So please don't do the side talk, okay? So the vote was 8 people said no to an election system that would have people voting every year. 3 people said yes to that, and 1 person abstained.
Okay.
So the implication from that is that we need to devise a system that would be every 2 years or... You know, that wouldn't be every year.
I thought that was a second vote.
That you asked
for hands for 2 years.
No, we didn't do that.
No, we didn't do that. We just had that one vote.
Oh,
on this question.
Right. We know it's going on 1 year.
No.
No,
we don't need to do that.
Clear.
First of all.
It's not 1 year, too. So, or
no, so that's 2 years. I don't think anybody's suggesting further than 2 years.
Okay.
Okay, then there's the question of the ratio. Between the Lisbon
So I'd like to say something on behalf of the KPFK Bylaws Subcommittee on this issue.
Question?
No, on the previous issue. What that vote showed is that this board has ignored every one of the proposals in the grid by taking this vote.
What vote?
Every one of these proposals in the grid
the
has recommended a one-year term, to the best of my knowledge. And this just shows how this board is ignoring all the work that the people have done out there in the communities. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Let me just suggest a slightly alternative point of view on that, at least I can speak for myself. I didn't ignore it. I disagreed with it. Okay. So on the question of the ratio, the proposal before us is 2/3 listener sponsor, 1/3 staff.
And actually, there are some other proposals in other parts of the grid. I think in the KPFK Fertig model, are there some staff seats, and how many?
Yeah, I believe if I have to look at it, but it's I think 6
out of how many?
Out of 24,
right.
Maybe. It's substantial. So it's almost 1/3, I think.
We object to the Fertig model being called a KPFK. It is not.
Okay,
it is his personal bylaws.
Yes.
And it's important to us. And if you could respect that, we'd appreciate it.
Thank you.
And not only their personal bylaws, but I myself don't follow them.
Okay.
I don't live by them anyway.
Okay, so,
but
David, in your
KPFK.
Model, was there a different ratio, 2/3 to 1/3? And in any of the other
similar
models?
Similar to 1/3, yes.
It's similar. In the PAC model?
The PAC has one person who's a union person and 2 volunteers. So that's 3 out of 21, 1/7.
1/7. Okay, we've got 1/3, 1/7. Is there any other proposal that has...
The model has 1/6.
1/6.
And the KPFK committee model had no staff.
The KPFK committee has no staff. I believe the KP has 1 staff. The Unity proposal has 1 staff. Out of how many?
27.
One out of 27. And the KPFT committee, I believe, agreed with KPFA as to 1/3. Is that correct?
Just
correct me then, quickly. No, just shout at me. I'll repeat
25%.
It.
25%. We didn't get to local, but with regard to national...
That we're not on that issue.
25%, so I think...
So
maybe 25%, yeah.
All right. So we've got a range here from 1/3, 1/7, 1/6, 1/27, and 1/4.
And 1 person.
One person out of 27.
That's 127.
Okay, which is 127.
127.
Carol, would there be anything to keep, if we went with 1/4, for example, would there be anything that would keep extra staff people? Let's say you were... a Latino woman, you happened to be on the staff, and they chose 1/4, and you were running, that would it keep you from
Absolutely.
Well, it would. Okay. Okay.
There'd only be so
right.
many staff
now
seats.
I get it.
Right. So I'm a little confused about how to proceed with at least five. Maybe I'm missing one.
Well, a lot of people said one third was too many. So maybe we could start there. Do people feel like it's too much?
We could just do a poll of all these options and see what how many people support all of these options.
There's a question.
Yeah.
Is the definition of staff both volunteer staff and paid staff?
It includes both, and there is a definition that I read about 2 hours ago when we started this session.
Paid and unpaid staff.
No.
Secondly.
Yesterday.
Yesterday. I know it was 2 hours ago. I was missing it then.
Right. Sorry.
Secondly, if you go off staff, either paid or unpaid, do you then automatically go off the board?
You would lose your status as a member
of the board
if you were, and that's a good question. I don't think it's clarified in the bylaws, but if you're not a staff member anymore, I don't think you would be eligible.
Carol, that somebody may find a way, even though we're being as democratic as we can, to get somebody off staff
by firing them.
Or ostracize them or doing something with them, which then means they come off the board. How do we prevent that from happening?
That's a real good question. I don't have an answer for it.
Well, we ought to put that on the agenda to think about.
Okay, let's do that another time. Right now we're trying to think of what the ratio is on the local board, what the ratio would be between the listener sponsors and the people out there and the staff. One-third is the highest number. So maybe I'm trying to figure out how to word this. I'm trying to figure out if people want a high number or a low number. You know,
Leslie, might I suggest that we do three votes. We do A, who supports a third, and then who supports more than a third, and who supports less than a third.
Well, there's no proposal.
Called for more than a third. Nobody, I don't believe, right? There's no proposal.
Well, then a third or less than a third.
One third is the highest one.
Why don't we just go through the
numbers?
Yes.
Okay, we're just going to go right through the numbers with no discussion. Okay, we're going to see how many support one third, how many support 1/7, how many support 1/6, how many support 1/27, and how many support 1/4.
Are you going to allow multiple votes?
And none.
Let's
vote on them all. Be proportional.
Multiple, you mean you get to vote as many times as you want.
Yeah.
So we see what gets the most support. That's
proportional. Right, that's proportional. Okay, or we can cumulative voting.
All right.
Right. Okay, now we need somebody to make sure they're going to write down these numbers because it's going to get, Okay, everybody got what we're going to do. You get to vote as many of these options as you want. No. This is the time for this body here to do that work. Okay. Excuse me?
Just asking.
We have to be out here in an hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah, let's go.
Right.
And one third is the ceiling?
Well, so far, no one has put forth any other proposal. Okay, how many support one third? Raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm not taking negative votes, right? I'm just going to take... Right. How many support 1/7? What difference does it make?
Oh, come on. Give us a break.
I'm just doing the order that I heard them. 1/7. How many support 1/7?
Well, that depends on how many.
Okay, but whatever, it's the ratio we're talking about.
1/7.
Okay, how many for 1/7? Nobody did. How many for 1/6? One does. How many for 1/27? Nobody does. How many support 1/4? One, two, three, four, five, six. 7, 8, 9, 10. That has the most.
1/4 it is.
1/4 had 10. 1/3 had 6. And 1/6 had 1. And the other two didn't have any. So it's clearly that 1/4 has the most support. Right?
Right.
So that's what our recommendation is. That's what we're going to put into the draft files. one-fourth of the local board will be those people elected by the staff. Right. Okay, now what the other question that we didn't come to yet is the total numbers. How many people totally will be, and can somebody run down what the options are that are before us? I'm sorry, I don't have it memorized.
Members of the local board?
Total number of the local boards. What were the options? Like the KPFA thing was 18?
18 for KPFA.
And the PAC?
PAC, 21.
21. KPFK?
27.
All right, one of 27. That makes sense. What about W? Did W have a number?
35.
What?
12 to 35 for the WPFW.
Oh, 12 to 35.
And Model C is 24.
Model C is 24?
24.
Correct. And Unity is 36.
And Unity is 36.
36, yeah.
Okay, here's the numbers I have. I'm not assigning who they're to. 18, 21, 27, 12 to 35, 24, or 36.
If you want even numbers, the numbers are either 20, 24, or 28.
We don't want even numbers.
Okay.
No, we want to put the proposal. We just want
I'm saying if you want the two, if you want one quarter and you still want to have the staggered stuff so that you have
one quarter, three quarters.
Right. One quarter of 20 is 5. Then you would have 15 left over. One quarter of 24 would be 6, and you would have 18 left over. So if you were doing the staggered, then you could have the staggered where you would have 9 each year.
Okay, but let's not do the staggered thing now. What I was asking for was the total number. If we have the total number, then we can figure out what a quarter of that is. When people do this, though, I guess you need to think about the fact that we just said a quarter. So to make that division easier, you might want a number that's divisible by a quarter.
But Janice,
since we have so many different ideas, is this where we could have a range?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Can I clarify what we're trying to do here today? What we're trying to do here today is to come up with the sense of the board, majority sense.
Right.
That will then go to lawyers and the labs, and we will get their response to it. We may have adopted something that's illegal. We'll get told.
Right, but Janice...
And we will all... Wait a minute, please.
I'm sorry.
Wait a minute,
sorry.
Please. If we come out with a range, it doesn't give the labs something to react to. If we say we want 20 people on the board, then they can come back and say that's too many or not enough. We need to give them something that we're recommending. That's all, because they have a vote here, and we need 3 out of 5 of them to agree with us.
Okay, let me just suggest, though, that I beg to differ. You could give the labs a choice that the range would be 15 to 18, or the range would be 20 to 25.
No, eventually we will have to settle on a number.
No, we don't.
No, I'm not sure that that's true.
You can have a range.
To come to the national board, but if some places want to have 12 and no more than 25, why couldn't that?
It might happen also given that the size, the potential voter list could vary so much that some listening area might decide to be representative of the total number of voters in their area that they need to have a larger board.
Well, then let's look at the implications of that. If you have a range, and if your range is from, say, 12 to 24.
18 to 35.
If it's a big range. It's less of a problem with a small range, but with a big range, let's say that we have our local board, and we've got 15 people on it. We say that we have a range of 15 to 30, and we decide to change so that next election we're going to increase the number of lab members from 15 to 30 because that's permitted under the bylaws. Then means that your next election, you've doubled the size of your local board, and that's something that's rife with manipulative possibilities.
I missed that.
I'm too brain fatigued to tell you. This is difficult.
Carol.
This is a difficult day.
Leslie, can I?
Yes, James.
As I see it, we have basically two ranges because I see 12 to 35 and then 18 to 36. 12 to 35 being WPFW and then 18 to 36 being
the variation from KPFA to 36 for United.
Well, I guess, I mean, that's one way to look at it.
That's one way to look at it.
Right.
Can we agree conceptually?
Can we do it on the concept level again? Can we first vote on whether or not we want to offer a range?
Right.
And if we reject that, then we don't have to go through this exercise of what the range would be, right?
Madam Chairperson?
Yes.
It's brought to my attention that this is sort of like herding cats.
I'm sorry, who's heard of cats?
It's like herding cats right now.
We are trying to herd cats.
Yeah. It seems to me that we didn't make a decision that we're going to have one single idea for the labs, not give them ranges.
That's what we're voting on right now, George.
We've already made that decision.
No, we haven't.
Didn't we decide on we're going to send down equal provisions for all the labs?
No. Let me just suggest that we didn't do that. I think that we do have the right now to decide among ourselves here whether or not we want to offer a range or we want to offer a single number for the total number that are on the lab, the local board. Okay, so let's just decide between that. And then depending on what we decide, we can figure out the numbers that we want to offer. Okay, so all those who are in favor of offering a single number for the total number on the lab. Well, those who want to offer a single number, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 for a single number. And all those who want to offer a range, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, so we're on the range. Out there on the range.
Herding cats.
Again, all this is subject to legal review.
I'm on the range.
Right. Okay, so then the range could be, we could play all kinds of numbers games here. We could. One range that was offered was from Washington, 12 to 35. Then James suggested that 18 was the low number and 36 was the high number that came out of the proposals we heard so far. And that the range could be from 18 to 36. I think we could offer smaller ranges within that. We could say 18 to 21.
Or
depending on the quarter issue.
Leslie?
You know, to make sure it's divisible by a quarter. I think Ray was next.
Right. Yeah, I just want to point out that presently we have a range from 16 to 24.
12 to 24.
Oh, well, I would suggest that we adopt a range of 16 to 24.
Carol, and then Marion.
I want to be clear. What are we going to do? Are we recommending that at the end of the day when we adopt bylaws, we won't specify the number of lab members, that each lab or local board will have a range?
We would specify that each lab...
We're not asking the boards, local boards, to come back and tell us. We all think 18 is a good number.
Our recommendation, what we're going in our draft, is that each local board can have on its, you know, elected membership anywhere between X and Y. Now, the labs might come back to us and say, we don't want that. We want a fine number, you know, a definite number. Right. But what we're recommending is, what we agreed here, the straw poll showed...
With one quarter of them would be staff.
Right.
No matter what, where they fall in the range, if they decide to have 16 or 24 members, quarter would be staff. Okay.
Yes, right.
That's the proposal.
We agreed on the one quarter staff. Okay, so now the question is, the range. And how much time do we want to spend on the range? Because we could spend hours on the range.
Not long. Leslie.
Wait a minute, I'm next.
Can I just...
I'm sorry. Who was next?
I was next.
Marion was next. Who else wants to speak on this, by the way? Jabari does. Let's get Marion and Jabari, and then we'll get you.
Okay. A couple of things. One, it seems to me that the numerical composition of the board ought to be an odd number. So you can break ties. If you have 20 on the board, that means you cannot break a tie.
No, that's just to do a quorum, because you don't never know how many are going to show up on a given day.
If you have 20 on the board, a quorum minimally ought to be 11, right? And so therefore, you still got an odd number, because you're going to always have one number above a half of the majority, so you can have a quorum to do that. Secondly, it seems to me that a range ought to be kind of broad because our constituencies are broad. That is, New York, WBAI has more listeners than D.C., so therefore you ought to have more leeway to go up or down with that whole thing. So are we voting on any particular range now?
Well, I was going to make a suggestion about how to handle the voting,
okay.
That we look for the minimum number, that we first see what we think the minimum number should be. Then we see what